Sukkah Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos Rabbi Maskel Vein Osen Oso Ibur Ben Shtei Ayaros. The Braisa, to recall, had listed a whole bunch of halachos where a house that's less than 4x4 amos doesn't qualify, that you need to have 4x4 amos. And among these halachos was the halacha of Ein Osen Oso Ibur Ben Shtei Ayaros, that a house that's less than 4x4 amos cannot serve to as an ibor, which means some kind of connection between the two cities for the purpose of tchumi Shabbos. In terms of the, normally each city is going to have 2,000 amos around it in order to be able to walk. But if you have a house between two cities, so that's going to join the two cities together as if they're one. And therefore, again, we'll use this throughout the Tosis, this example, if you have city A and city B, if you have city A on the left and city B on the right, and you have a house in the middle, so city A and B are considered as conjoined, and therefore the tchum of city A of 2,000 amos is going to begin to the right of city B, at the end of city B. And the tchum of city B is going to begin by parallel to the left of city A, as if it's all one big city. So Tosis is going to deal with difficulties as to the exact situation of what the Gemara is talking about. Before we start the Tosis, just to give some background information from a Mishnah and Gemara and Erev in the Nun Zayin Ralef, which Tosfos is going to refer to, but he refers to it quickly, so just to give some extra background. The Gemara says as follows with the Mishnah. If you have a city, so simply speaking, let's talk about a walled city. So the 2,000 amos that you're allowed to walk on Shabbos is going to start to the north, the south, the east, the west, etc., from the wall outward. But it's not as simple as that. According to the view of Rabbi Meir, we give what we call an ibor or a karpaf. Those use interchangeably. The term ibor, Rashi points out, is like the term pregnancy, where you're extending. And the term karpaf is literally, I think, some kind of storage area. But in halacha, the term karpaf is oftentimes associated, as it is here, with a certain measurement. That measurement is 70 amos and 4 tfachim, which is referred to as shivim amos v'shirayim. And that measurement comes from taking the square area of the chotzer ha-mishkan, the courtyard of the mishkan, which was 100 amos by 50 amos, which is a square area of 5,000 amos. And if we square out that rectangular area to get equal sides, so then we come up with a figure that's approximately 70 amos and 4 tfachim, or 70.67 by 70.67. So we're going to call that, for the purpose of our presentation, just to save time, as 70 amos, even though it's somewhat more than that. And that is referred to as an ibor or as a karpaf. So Rabbi Meir maintains that you measure the 2,000 amos outside the wall of the city, not from the wall, but from 70 amos away from the wall. And that is referred to in the language of halacha as nosnan ibor le'ir, or nosnan karpaf le'ir. According to the Chachamim, we don't do that. In a standard situation, if you have one city with a wall around it, you start measuring the 2,000 amos from the wall itself, and you do not automatically add on 70 amos as a bonus before you start counting the 2,000 amos. However, the Chachamim agree that if you have two cities adjoining each other, again, we'll go back to our example before of A and B, with A on the left and B on the right, so then you do somehow join those cities together with some kind of measurement. Exactly what the details are is debated between two Amoraim in the Gemara within the opinion of the Chachamim. First opinion is the view of Rav Huna, and Rav Huna maintains that when you have two cities that are near each other, so then, in a certain sense, you follow Rabbi Meir's view. When you only have one city, you cannot extend it out by 70 amos first and only then count to 2,000 amos. You count to 2,000 amos directly from the wall. When you have two cities adjoining each other, so then you give each city its own ibor or its own karpaf. So in the example we gave with A on the left and B on the right, so A is going to extend outward toward B to the right of A by 70 amot. B is going to extend outward toward A to the left by 70 amot, and if in the middle you have the measurement of double 70, now to mention the numbers more accurately, since we're dealing with 70 amos and 4 tfachim, so 70 amos and 4 tfachim times 2 works out to be 141 amos plus 2 tfachim, or what Tosas calls shlish amma. So if you have 141 amos and 2 tfachim in between the city, which is the twice of that approximately 70, or less, so then those cities are considered as one. If, on the other hand, you have more than double the 70, more than the 141 amos plus 2 tfachim, so then those cities are considered separate from each other. And once they're considered separate from each other, so then each have their own tchum, which is measured from the wall of the city, and we don't attach any kind of significance to an extension of 70. This is the view of Rav Huna within the view of the Rabbanan. Again, that with one city you don't extend it at all, with two cities you extend it both ways with approximately 70 amos in order to join those cities together for the purpose of tchum. Chiya Barav is a more stringent view within the Rabbanan's view that basically you never extend anything anywhere out into the air. But what you do is you are able to join things together with the number of 70 amot. So just as Tosis explains later, you're able to extend the city with what's called borgenin, where outside the city walls you have a hut and another hut and another hut and another hut, and all those huts are within 70 amos of each other. So then you indeed, according to all opinions, you extend the city outward. The same would be true for two cities, let's say for now, with walls around them that are within the 70 amos of each other, or more precisely, the 70 amos and 4 tvachim. So then those cities are considered as one with respect to the laws of Tchumen. And as we mentioned before, if you have A to the left and B to the right, so A could start walking its 2,000 amos from the right of B, and B could start walking its 2,000 amos from the left of A. So according to Chiya Barav, the Ibor or the Karpaf, you give only one Karpaf, one Ibor, as opposed to Rav Huna's version within the Rabbana, where you give two Karpifot, one to each city to join them together. According to Chiya Barav, you only give one, and that is going to join them together. And within that, as Tosfos will elaborate later, according to Chiya Barav, that's the same for any kind of combination between a city and a house, and a house and a house, or between a city and a city. Whereas according to Rav Huna within the Rabbanan, and certainly according to Rabbi Meir, there's a unique Chiddush where we're extending these 70 amos, so to speak, into the air. According to Rav Meir, even with one city, and according to Rav Huna within the Rabbanan, with two cities that you extend to the left of one and to the right of the other, and with that you're able to possibly join the cities together if they're no more than double that shear of the 70 and change. So with that introduction, let's see Tosis' struggle as to try to figure out exactly what the case is here in our Brisa of if you have a house that's less than 4x4 amos, you cannot use it as a connection between the two cities, directly implying, of course, that it does have, if it does have 4x4 amos, you do. The Tosis wants to make sure that it's just right, that it's neither an incorrect halacha, nor is it a halacha that's pshuta. So Tosis says, Tema, a wonder. High bias, this house, maya vidite, what is its purpose to have this house in the middle? Such that we say that ain os and oso ibor b'shtmein shtei ayoros, that if it's less than 4x4 amos, it doesn't work, but if it is 4x4 amos, it does work. So now he goes through shita by shita that we mentioned before. L'Rabbi Meir, da'ama b'ferek keitzer ma'abrin. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds in that perek we mentioned earlier, in Erevin d'Achnun Zayin, nos nin karpav l'zo v'karpav l'zo below bias kachi. According to Rabbi Meir, since you extend out a city, even one city, by 70 amos, again, we're going to use that term, just leave the remainder. Extend the city, even one city out by 70 amos before you count the 2,000 amos. So according to Rabbi Meir, the same certainly would be true if you had two cities near each other, city A to the left, city B to the right. So since the halacha says we always extend out A by 70 amos, and the halacha says we always extend out B by 70 amos, so according to that, it would be true according to Rabbi Meir as well, as we're going to see according to Chacham within Rav Huna, that when you have two cities, A and B, within 141 Amis and two Tvachim, which is double that figure 70 and change. So Nosnim Karpel V'Zov V'Karpel V'Zov, in the language of Tosis, quoting that Mishnah Gemara and Erevin, that you will be able to connect A and B if there's no more than 141 Amis and two Tvachim in between the two cities, because even with one city we extend it. So if you have two cities, so you extend it in both directions. In the example we gave, A to the left, B to the right, so A is extended to the right and B is extended to the left. And this way they will join together, says Tosis, below Bayis Kachi, even without a house. You don't need a house to join them if it's 141 Amis and two Tvachim or less. Now Tosis now goes to the Rabbanan and sees maybe according to them that's where the Braisa is going to require a house if it's 4x4 Amos, and it only doesn't work if it's less than 4x4 Amos. V'chein l'Rabbanan aliba de Rav Huna devi Gemara. And so too, according to the Rabbanan, and according to Rav Huna's view of the Rabbanan in the Gemara, once again to review, that according to Rav Huna, according to the Rabbanan, you don't extend out for 70 Amos when you have one city, but when we have two cities adjoining each other. So then you do extend both cities by 70 Amot for the purpose of joining those cities together, if that works. And if it's too far, so then the cities are considered not conjoined, and the 2,000 Amos start from the wall. But if you do have equal or less than 141 Amos and two Tvachim, so then you will join the cities together. Similar to Rav Meir, who says that even for one city, and all the more so for two cities. So once again, you don't need a house, because just that measurement of 141 Amos and two Tvachim is enough. Finally, maybe it'll work out according to Chiya Barav. L'Chiya Barav, the Omer Karpef Echad L'Shtehen. According to Chiya Barav, it's not 141 Amos. We'll use that, leave aside two Tvachim for now. It's not 141 Amos that is the proper measurement, but it's the 70 Amos that's the proper measurement, which joins everything together. L'Chiya Barav, the Omer Karpef Echad L'Shtehen. That the cities don't each have their own karpif, their own 70, but there's only one 70 that enables you to join them together. And if it's more than 70, they're not joined together. So once again, osa karpif, ain't a tzarech bayis. That those 70 amos don't require any kind of house in the middle or at the end in order for that to work. It works even without it. And if you have more than 70 amos between the cities, so no house is going to help. Tosfos continues to suggest an explanation of our Gemara. V'ik, two lines down from where it gets narrow. V'ik is yesh yoser mimeya v'arboim v'achas amo shlish amo ben shtei ayoros. The hu shir shnei karpifos. If the case is where there's more than 141 amos and two tvachim, which is twice the 70 and change, 70 and four tvachim times two is 141 and two tvachim. So if we're dealing with a situation where there's more than that measurement between the two cities, which is the size of Shnei Karpifos, the Hushir Shnei Karpifos. So maybe that's the case. And as it is, you have too much space, according to all, to join the cities together. Comes along the house and saves the day. Sha'achshav mitztareif ba'yezeh, or according to the Rashash, he changes the gears to mitztareich. Now this house is necessary. Litzarfon, to join them together. Dichzyesh bodalid, choshiv l'mayit avir, when it has 4x4 amos, it's significant enough to lessen the space. Will it sarf from the joining together? The less bear of amos, if it doesn't have 4x4 amos, lo chashiv. V'havi kamanda lessa, it's not considered significant as if it's not there. V'ein ha'ayaros mischabros, and the cities do not join together. Just to give a practical example, let's say there's 150 amos in between the two cities, which is more than 141. And you have a home that is 10 amos wide. So you have 150 amos gap, and the home is smack in the middle. So now we have 140 amos of space, 70 on one side, 70 on the other. So now Tos continues, and maybe that's the case. Bein l'Rav Huna, bein l'Chiya b'Rav. So then, both according to Rav Huna, who says that you can give 141 amos of space in between and still join them, but if it's more than 141 amos of space in between, then you cannot join them. But if you have 70 amos from the city to the home, and from the home to the city, again, to explain a little better, city A on the left, home in the middle, and city B on the right. And here you have the home smack in the middle, the 10 amma home. The example we gave, where there's 150 ammas in between. So now you have 70 to the left between A and the home, and you have 70 on the right between the home and B. So Bein l'Rav Huna, Bein l'Chiya b'Rav. So that will enable you to join the cities together according to all. Because Rav Huna, who normally gives 141, but if you have more than 141, it doesn't work. But if you have 70 in between the home and a city, and vice versa, and concerning the other city as well, certainly works. And according to Chibur Rav as well, that 70 is the magic number that joins everything together. So maybe that's what our Gemara is talking about. So in the numbers, that works out. But now Tosfos points out the case at hand seems to have been described in a way that is unnecessary. Tosfos asks, "Im kein, if so, malo lahazkir shtei ayoros? What would be the purpose of mentioning that there's a house in between two cities? Because the main point is just to show that there's some kind of connection between the city and the house and the house and the city. So that point could have been raised just by talking about a house in a city rather than a house in between two cities." In the language of Tosis, Im kein, malo lahazkir shtei ayoros? Why did I have to mention two cities with a house in between? Havale lameimar vein osen oso ibur leir achas. It should have said that we don't make it into an extension of one city. Cave and Shambo Dalaramis, because it doesn't have four amos. The Ihavabe Dalaramis had four amos in terms of its width. The Koi Latoch Shivamavishiraim, and it would be within those 70 amos and the change of the four Tvachim. Havamis Aber Imhair, it would indeed cause, so to speak, like an impregnancy, where the city would be extended by virtue of the house. Limdod Min Abayis, to measure from the house outward to 2,000 amos. The shil ir achas yicholon lasos borgenin leleches b'mokom sheyirtzu. Because one city, everyone holds, whether you're the rabbanon or a mayor, you have an ability to extend it by 70 amos, 70 amos, 70 amos to these various huts that could extend it out ad infinitum. In other words, to review, according to a mayor, you extend one time 70 amos even without a house, but with a house that's within that shear of the 70 amos, again using an approximation, so that you can keep extending and extending and extending. So Tosis again is asking that granted that the case of a house that is bridging the gap of more than 141 amos between the two cities, such that to the right and to the left of the house, you have less than 70 and or 70 or less, and again, approximately, that would work in order to join the two cities together. But that point of the fact that we conjoin things together halachically, when you have 70 amos or less in between two different objects of dwelling in Hilchas Eruv Truman, that point could have been raised in a simple situation without having to discuss a house in between two cities. You could have discussed a house outside of one city, and that point would be just as powerfully made that way. Having a house in between two cities is merely an instantiation of the same rule twice. The city is joined to the house, which is 70 amos or less away from it, and then the house is joined to the next city over, which has 70 amos or less from it. So that's exactly the same rule twice. It could have just made the points more simply speaking by just talking about a house outside a city. So this is Tosis' problem that in the first scenarios he painted, it's no necessary to have a house, and where you do need a house, the phraseology seems somewhat overly complex to talk about a situation between two cities rather than just as an extension of one, because the situation of two cities is just an application of the rule twice. Tosis now just verifies that idea that you have the ability to extend cities via borgenin or homes that are within 70 amos of the wall and then another 70 amos of that one and so on and so forth ad infinitum from a Gemara in Erevin. Continuing along in the Tosis, Kidamrinan Osin Pasin, approximately midway down the narrow lines of the Tosis, Kidamrinan Osin Pasin on Chafalaf and Aleph, where there was an Amora or a few Amoraim that Asisu Mibarnish Leve Kenishta to Daniel, the Havatlosa Parsi. That one Amora commented to the others that you came from the town of Barnish to the Beis Knesset of Daniel. There was a tradition that they had a shul that Daniel had davened in, and the beginning of Daniel, of course, that he was davening, and then as a result of that, they threw him into the lions then. The Havatlosa Parsi. This was three parsos, each parsa being 4 mil, each mil being 2,000 amos. So this was 12 mil, or 12 times the Tchum Shabbos. So how did you walk so far on Shabbos? Amay samchitu, and what were you relying on, said one Amora to the others. A borgenin, Well, you're relying on Borgen and the fact that there are various huts in between, again, each one 70 amos or less away from each other. Avod imach, according to another Gersa, avod avuch, the father of your father or the father of your mother, Omar, ain Borgen in Babel. Though we have no right to rely on these huts in Babel. The Gemara explains because Babel is prone to floods, and therefore the Borgen are not reliable because they might disappear. So that was the claim that one Amora had on the others in terms of how did you walk? You can't rely on the Borgen. So just in terms of freeze frame here, so but if Borgen would work and you wouldn't have the floods, then they would indeed work to extend the city. So you see that concept that huts or homes have the ability, if they're within 70 amos, to extend the city ad infinitum. And that's, again, in our context, what the Braisa should have said, that a home less than 4 by 4 doesn't make an ibur to a city, but more than 4 by 4 does. You don't have to talk about two cities, you can talk about one. Tosafos just concludes the Gemara there that, in terms of the response of those Amoraim to the questioner, Nafak Achvile Masvasa de Mivlaan Vishivim Ama Vishirayim. That even though they can't rely on Borgenin, but they were ruins with actual homes that people weren't living anymore. Masvasa, places that were swallowed up within the 70 amos, 70 amos, 70 amos, and therefore allowed the travel. And we're not worried that the floods are going to brush away those ruins because they were stronger than the typical hut or Borgenin. Again, Tosa's point there is just to point out that Borgenin do work to extend the city, according to all, and therefore Braisa could have just dealt with one city rather than two cities. Again, two cities just being an instantiation of that rule twice. So for this kasha of why the Braisa had to discuss Ibur ben Shtei Ayaris, Tosfos gives two answers. One is to change the girsa, and one is to miyashev and to resolve the girsa that we have. First one, change the girsa. Vam Rashbam, the older brother of Shmuel ben Meir, the Garsin and Hacha, that the proper girsa here is Ve'ein Osin Ibur Le'ir. That indeed, take out Shtei Ayaros, put an ear. We don't make an extension of one city via a house with less than 4 by 4 amos. If it would be 4 by 4 amos, then yes. V'chein Mashiv Yerushalmi brings the proof in Yerushalmi, the Garsinan, where the girsa there is Ve'ein Osin Oso Chibur Le'ir. Use the term Chibur, connection, rather than Ibur. But primarily, the point here is that it uses the word ear, one city, rather than two cities. Since Yerushalmi has that girsa, so it stands to reason that that is the proper girsa here in the Bavli as well to solve the problem. This is the solution of the older brother. The younger brother, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yaakov ben Meir, known of course as Rabbeinu Tam, Mekayim Girsas HaSvarim. So he verifies the original girsa. It's interesting that, if I'm not mistaken, in many Tosin like this, and also Sefer Yosha, written by Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam was a big advocate of trying to preserve the old Girsos, and the Rashbam was much quicker to take out the pen and scratch out lines that were problematic and change the Girsos. Rabbeinu Tam Mekayim Girsos Sforim, Mufarish explains, the Ein Nosin Lazeh Habayis Din Ibur Shebein Beis Ayaros. The main point of Rabbeinu Tam and the Chiddush is developing is we are not talking about a case where you have a house in between two cities. That case, as the Tosis, the Makshan of Tosis, develops, is just a double example of extending a city outward, city A to the house and the house to city B. So it didn't have to talk about two cities. But the point of the Braisa is Ein Osin Oso Ibur Ben Shtei Ayaros, that house, if it's less than 4 by 4 amos, is not going to have the halacha of joining two cities together. But if it had 4 by 4 amos, then it would have the halacha of joining two cities together. And what is that halacha that we're talking about of joining two cities together? So Tos explains. Back to the Tos is two lines under where it says, Rabbeinu Tam, Dilrabbanan. Dilrabbanan, Li'ir achas bifnei atzma, ein la karpif. Kidamrinan, again, in Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Rabbanan argue on Rav Meir and say that without a house, we're not able to extend a city into the airspace, first 70 amos, then to measure 2,000 amos. That's Rav Meir's view. The Chacham said you don't do that with one city. Lo amru karpif ela ben shtei ayaros. You only say the extension of 70 amos in both directions when you have two cities. Again, to review, city A on the left, city B on the right. We extend A outward to the right towards city B. We extend B outward to the left towards city A. And if you have 70 times 2, again, the exact math is 141 and two tefachim in between. So then you will join the cities together. If it's less, then you don't join the cities together. Tos continues, and if this house would have had four amos, 4 by 4 amos, hayelo din ir achas, loses lo karpif, kemo leir. If the house had 4 amos, it would have the halacha of one city, like an island. But, if you have a case, not whether you have city A and city B with 141 amos and change in between where they're joined together. You have city A, and to the right of city A, you don't have another city. You just have a house. But that house is considered like its own municipality, so to speak. It's its own city. And what is the halacha there? So Tos elaborates. Hayelodin ir achas lo seis lo karpif kimola ir. That you're going to give it 70 amos just like a city when it's in between two cities. We're going to give 70 amos in between the two cities to join them together. It's the same thing with a house that's near a city. Tos elaborates. V'hainu. Nosin lebayez ze u leir she'etzlo beis karpifos. So now, kimo v'shtei ayoros, just like with two cities. Just like when you have city A to the left and city B to the right. You could conjoin them when you have 141 amos and two tvachim in between or less. The same thing is true when you have a city to the left and a house to the right. If there's 141 amos and two tvachim or less, you would join them together. And that house would extend the city and the tchum would only start, an example we gave, to the right of that house. Tosis further elaborates, li Rav Huna, right? This would be true according to Rav Huna. Then when you have two cities, you give each one 70 amos. So too, when you have a city and a house, you give each one 70 amos in order to give it a chance of joining together. Now Tosis elaborates according to the Bar Plukta of Rav Huna, the one who argues within the Das the Chachamim, Rabbanan, Ulechia Barav, Karpif Echad L'Shtehen. According to Chia Barav, so just like with two cities, we'll join them together with 70 amos in between. So according to Chia Barav, if you have one city and a house outside of it, you're certainly going to join it with 70 amos in between. Now, let's just pause for a moment and see if that for Chia Barav, that's not really such a chiddush, because that's the halacha of Borgenin. Okay, but it is true that when you have a city that's near another city, 70 amos or less apart, they become as one. So the same thing is true for a city and a house. So it's both true for Rav Huna on the level of giving two 70s in the middle, and it's true for Chia Barav in terms of at least giving one 70 figure, again, using approximation, between the city and the house. So now Tosafot tries to prove the point that even though the language of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah in Masechta Erevin is that with one city you do not extend it, Karpif Eber wise with 70 amos, with two cities you do it twice according to Rav Huna and at least once according to Chia Barav. So Tosafot says, Dal Korchach Lav Dafka Nakti Rabbanan Shtei Ayoros, that in that Mishnah in Erevin, it's Tosus maintains, at least, that, Rabbeinu Tam, that is, that you have to say that two cities are lav dafka. To Hu Adin, the same would be true, Ir Ubayis. Just like you join city and city, you would also join city and house, each according to their own view. Ela Agav de Nokat Rabbi Meir Ir, that Rabbi Meir said that you do extend a city out by 70 amis. So Nakti Rabbanan Shtei Ayaros. So the Rabbanan said, Reb Meir, we argue on you and say you don't extend out one city, you extend out two cities. But really what the Rabbanan mean by that phrase, two cities, is a city and another livable entity. Whether it's a city or a house, whatever the Rabbanan are saying, those entities, either city or city or city and house, can be joined with some kind of measurement. According to Rav Huna, with twice 70, and according to Chia Barav, only with 170. So Tosis proves his point. How do we know that the Rabbanan, when they use the term two cities, are only coming to contrast with a mayor, but really a city and a house would be the same too? Deho, since Chia Barav, the Omer Karp Efechad L'Shtehen, Chia Barav holds that you only give 170 in between the two units to the two cities. Al Korchach Lo Nakti Rabbanan Shtei Ayaros Dafka. According to him, Chia Barav, that is, so it's not two cities that are necessary in order to join them together with the 70 amos in between. The Hu Adin, the same would be true, Irabayas. That, as we learned earlier, you're able to extend the city with a house Ad infinitum, as long as everything's within 70 amos of each other. Hamavloim, as we saw earlier, that huts that are literally swallowed up within 70 amos and the four tefachim, the leftover, the shirayim. Holech, you're able to keep traveling, keep walking, and the tchum is only going to start past that last house. Kidemuchach perkos and pasin, as it says earlier in the Daf Chaf Aleph Mar Aleph, which we discussed about the Barnish and the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel. So since, according to Chiya Barav, when the Rabbanan say that you have 70 amos in between two cities that enables you to join them, that it's clear that according to Chiya Barav, it's lav dafka, it's not only two cities, it's even a city and a house that will be joined together for the purpose of measuring 2,000 amos past the house. So therefore, Tosa says, by parallel, since that's true for Chiya Barav, that two cities of the Rabbanan's language is not dafka, it's also a city and a house. So but according to Rav Huna as well, who gives two 70s, 70 to the right of A, 70 to the left of B, in the example we gave earlier, that's lav dafka two cities. It's even where A is a city and B is a house. But if you have an isolated house, again, that's 141 amis and change away from a city, that those will be considered joined together, and the tchum will only start past the house. So, in sum, what Rabbeinu Tam did here is explain that the Braisa that says that if it's less than 4 or 4 amis, you can't join the two cities together via a house, but the direct implication that if it is 4 or 4 amos, you will. So it's not trying to actually talk about cities with a house in between. It's talking about a house does not have the halacha of two cities if it's less than 4 by 4 amos. But if it does have 4 by 4 amos, it does have the halacha of two cities. Namely, you have up until and including 141 amos and two tefachim between the wall of the city and the house in order to be able to extend the city to that house. And if it's more than that, then the house is isolated and the tchum will start from the house for its tchum and from the wall of the city for people living there. So now Tosafot just has a postscript that this chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that homes to some extent are considered like island cities, if you will, it cannot be extended ad infinitum to all areas of halacha. Umiyo, however, ein nira she'yichashev bayis ki'ir legamri. It's not considered like a city totally, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Liten karpef lebayis echad bifnei atzmo lerabbi Meir. Let's say you have an isolated house in the desert, in the forest, and there are no cities around for miles. So the tchum, of course, starts from the house. But maybe we should say that according to Rabbi Meir, just like Rabbi Meir starts the tchum 70 amos outside the wall of a city, so shouldn't he start the tchum 70 amos outside the wall of the house and only then to start the 2,000 amos? Since Rabbeinu Tam holds that a house is like a city, so that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, no, so far we're not going to extend this halacha. That we cannot say that according to Meir, an isolated house, we're going to start the tchum from 70 amos past the house. Then you're going to start straight from the walls of the house. And similarly, Rav Huna leave the Rabbanan. According to Rav Huna, leave the Rabbanan. Again, to recall, according to Rav Huna, if you have two cities, so you have up to 141 amos in between to join the cities together. And according to Rabbeinu Tam's Kiddush, if you have a city to the left and a house to the right, you also have up to 141 amos, again, saying it approximately, after you add another two tefachim, between the city and the house. Rav Huna leave the Rabbanan. But we're not going to say that litain lishnei batin below ear karpif lazo vekarpif lazo. If you have two houses in the desert, two houses in a forest, so you're not going to say that the tchum, again, let's say you have house A on the left and house B on the right, you're not going to say that if you have 141 amos in between those two homes, that the tchum of house A on the left is going to start toward the right past house B. And that the tchum of house B is going to start on the left past house A. That far we're not going to say. Each house then is going to be judged on its own, and you're going to have a 2,000 amos just outside each house. Tos continues. Av barav Rabbanan have a bias ki'ir legamri. Even though according to Chiya Barav, according to the Rabbanan, to recall, Chiya Barav holds that you always connect things, all kinds of livable units, with 70 amos. You connect houses that way, you connect cities that way. You connect cities to houses and cities to houses and houses to cities. So even go lechi barav back to the words of Tosafot Aleihi v'Rabbanan, Four lines on the bottom. Havi bayis kir legamri. The house is like a city totally. Shenos l'shnei batim below ear. Kar pefecha d'shtehen. That if you had two isolated homes, even without a city, you would be able to join them together with one karpif, meaning if you had 70 amis, not 141, if you had 70 amis in between those two homes, you indeed would say, in the example earlier, that if you have a house A to the left and house B to the right, that you would count the tchum of house A starting from the right of house B, and you would count the tchum of house B starting from the left of house A, if there was 70 amis or less in between. According to Chiyav Arav, the analogy of Rabbeinu Tam between homes and cities is an all-encompassing one, according to Chiyav Arav. Tosis proves that. The Ilavachi, if you're not going to say that random homes can be joined with 70 amis, Ir She'ein Lachoma, if you have a city without a wall, B'mei Yischabru Abatim, what is going to join those homes together? Lichashev Achas, to be considered as one. Im lo al yedei de mivlin kol achas v'achas betok shivim am v'shirayim. If not for the fact that each one is literally swallowed up or near each other within 70 amis and the shirayim in the four tvachim, shel chavertov, its fellow. De ein svar al hatzrich she yiga or she yagia zo lezo. There's no logic that they should have to reach each other or touch each other. It's a stabber that even though the typical city would be walled in antiquity, but there were many cities that were not walled. So, and we have Aloch and Ilchus Erevin that a city is its own, like Dalet Amis, its own like four Amis for purposes of Tchumen, and you start outside the city limits, so to speak, outside the homes. How do you connect those homes? So Tosis says it's very not mistaber, it's not logical to say that the homes have to touch each other, literally. So what would be the measurement? Must be 70 Amos. Indeed, this is the psak that we accept, that homes are within 70 Amos of each other. So that's what keeps extending the city. If you have a very, very rural area where the homes are more than 70 amos apart, so then you have a serious tchum problem, even walking within the quote-unquote city limits. I think this is relevant to Muncie in its early days. So the Tosis point, again, to put it all together, is that Fechir Barav, based on the way Tosis proves from an unwalled city, so how homes and cities, the mathematics is all 70 amos, 70 amos, 70 amos. That's going to be across the board. Joining homes to cities, cities to cities. But according to both Rabbi Meir and Rav Huna within the Rabbanan, so although we will be able to join a city to a home with even 141 amos, extending in both directions, 70 amos, but we will not be able to join a home to a home with 141 amos, giving twice 70. And we will not be able, according to Rabbi Meir, to extend out a home into the air with 70 amos and only then start the Tchum Shabbos. So this is quite a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. La halacha is actually not accepted, and that either to accept Rosh Bam's girsa or other Rishonim explain that the Bryce is just giving a common example of why you would want to extend a city in order to get to another city. But whatever the answer is for our Gemara, it's Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam that a home actually has a halacha of a city such that you can give it two karpifos, according to Rav Huna within the Rabbanan, is actually not accepted.